I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Traditionally in New Orleans, this wasn't just a day to gather at the dinner table. It was also a day to go to the races. Thanksgiving has marked the opening day of the New Orleans Fairgrounds horse track for generations. It was a social event. People would get dressed up and even eat Thanksgiving dinner in the track's cafeteria. The track was founded in 1852, making it the oldest in the country. That is, until this year. Like much of New Orleans, the track was destroyed by Hurricane Katrina, but today we'll take you back to opening day, the way it was on Thanksgivings before the hurricane hit.
Okay, I bet a dollar on a two to win. Okay, we had that. I bet the five. The five was a favorite. Then I bet the trifecta. I got the numbers 5, 3, 2, but they didn't come out in that odd. I should have boxed them.
Oh, that's a shame. Hello.
Welcome to the fairgrounds on Thanksgiving Day. Janice.
Virgie.
Rosemary Jernigan.
We're friends. Oh. We've been doing this since the late 70s. It's a traditional day. It's always the biggest crowd of the year.
This is Lily. 14 months, her first time at the tracks. Her dad just taught her about the trifecta. He's going to teach me next. Everybody's out having a good time, getting dressed up, enjoying the day, and it's just a different way to do the holiday.
Let's see, on this race, I think we're going to go with, as always, Mimi, because that's my wife's nickname.
The fillies are moving toward the gate. As always, Mimi, next to this mega box, TV Matinee joins her. Your mom or mine?
Horse names today, St. Rock, who won, Cat Patrol.
Scotty's not last. Trifecta is where you pick the three horses in order, so the first horse, second horse, third horse. Exacta, you pick the first two horses in order. Winella, you pick the first two horses in any order. Whichever horse comes number one, whichever horse comes number two. I gotta go make my bet. Oh, I bet over my head, not with it.
At outfit 47-1, just above the eighth pole, here's Fabulo Joy, who now strikes the front. This is Mark between three. Your form or mine now moving through. Then TV Matinee, they're coming inside the final 16. Your form or mine and Julie Graham on the line. Fabulo Joy, your form or mine.
Jonathan. Yes.
Hey, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Gotta be here opening day. I always bet to win. Yeah, only one horse can win. $1. I don't get too excited.
This is my first time coming out here. On Thanksgiving Day, like it is now. Each one come by, I just look at them. I don't know anything about horses. That's the way it is when I go fishing. Now, they can bite if they want. They don't have to. I get my chair and everything set out, and I relax, you know. It's been pretty nice. Oh, I had a nice, went to the cafeteria and a nice dinner. Yeah, turkey dinner.
We're serving food. We have our turkey dinner today.
Turkey and dressing and yams and green peas. There's a big family here. We have at least 100.
With love. We're preparing it with love.
Abram Himmelstein. I have my 15-year-old cousin, Evan. He's visiting from Dallas.
He asked me after Thanksgiving dinner, got up and said, Evan, you want to go to the track? It was a good surprise.
At the track, there's nothing I don't like about it. It's great because you get to see all the folks you ain't seen, see if they're still alive. They made it through another year. It's kind of like in other places they got the spring thaw. Down here, it's like, you know, another year we made it through the long, hot summer. The racing season is upon us, and, you know, we'll be seeing each other around again all year.
Today, New Orleans Fairgrounds racetrack lies in ruins. The music, sounds, and voices of last Thanksgiving's opening day came to us from producer Eve Troe.